Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Maddux. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Schuler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ron Schuler. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Worthen. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Worthen. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bowa strikes out. Two outs. Gary Maddux is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Maddux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Manguel moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter bunts towards the mound. Schuler fields it and throws to first for the out. Manguel moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manguel scores. Dwyer moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Parrish hits a line drive. Parrish is thrown out after the base hit. Dwyer scores. Jorgensen scores. It's 3-0, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Schmidt takes first base on ball 4. Luzinski moves to second. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Phillies nothing. the Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mackanin. The throw from Boone and he is out, Cash applying the tag. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Worthen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ron Schuler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schuler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Worthen. Cash moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Manghul is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manghul strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to second. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Greg Luzinski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Luzinski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Allen reaches second base with a double. Luzinski goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Expos. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. One out. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Phillies 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a fly ball into left field. Luzinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ron Schuler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuler is 0-for-1 in the game. Schuler hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Phillies 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Worthen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Worthen is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthen takes first base on ball 4. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manghul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manghul bunts towards first. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. Worthen moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Worthen tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Carter reaches second base with a double. Manghul goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Expos. Joe Horner now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maddox. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. It's 6-2, Expos. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Larry Biedner. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Tony Scott pinch runs for Bob Bailey. Gene Garber now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to third. Scott moves to second. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mackanin is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing right field. Greg Luzinski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Luzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Phillies 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Dan Worthen. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manghul batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Manghul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Gene Garber. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Cash moves to third. It's 6-3, Expos. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cash scores. Bauer moves to third. It's 6-4, Expos. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Phillies 4. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Twichell now pitching. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Maddox is chasing the ball. Dwyer rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 7-4, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Boone and he is safe. Scott steals second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. John Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Phillies 4. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mackinnon is 0-for-3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Oates pinch hits for Bob Boone. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Oates strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Wayne Twichell. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cash is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.